flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say? I'm so far down.
Yeah. Again. There we go.
Beautiful.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
Beautiful.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at McGurk's in Rofo. It is packed. We are getting ready for the NFC Championship game. And now is when we do our picks. But before our picks, I feel like we need to get hyped up. And what better to hype us up than one Brian Dawkins and the Eagles? We good?
We good?
And the Eagles, the audio of this week's Eagles hype video. Take it away.
The path to the Super Bowl is through Philly. We clawed, we scratched, and we fought to get here. We pushed through the pain and the pressure for this moment, for this hour.
Stafford's got to have it. His throw is incomplete, not close. Philadelphia to the championship game.
And now, the hunt continues.
Jalen Hurts, touchdown!
Now is when we reach deep inside and unlock what should not be unleashed.
15, 10, goodbye! Another one!
This is where we become the beast, the threat, the terror.
He's in! They've got him!
This is who we are! This is why we're here. This is how we hunt.
Wow. That is a good one.
That guy is insane.
He is. Oh, man.
I love him.
So we'll do our picks. We got to pick the AFC first.
Yes.
Because the headliner is Eagles Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands, the Kansas City Chiefs, Ike, are 1.5-point favorites over the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Your pick.
Well, a little conflicted on this one. Only because I'd like to see somebody else in the Super Bowl besides the besides the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to see Buffalo in there. I think that'd be a great matchup with the Eagles. But quite frankly, I don't give a damn who it is. We're putting boots to asses in 2 weeks, no matter who it is. But just like we had to avenge Super Bowl 39, the loss to the Patriots, we avenged that in Super Bowl 52. I think we avenged Super Bowl, was it 54? No, it was
59 this year.
No, what was 57?
57.
Yeah, something like that. Should have figured that part out before I started talking. I think we take on the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs win this game, and we halt their three-peat. In case you don't know who I'm picking in the next game.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got
hit
Chiefs.
The breaking news sounder. Right?
I got the Chiefs. Yeah. Yes, I got the Chiefs in that game.
Okay, Jack, Chiefs -1.5 against the Bills. What is your pick?
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills +1.5. I know all the history of Josh Allen. I continue to put the Chiefs on fraud watch. And I need Eagles, Bills in the Super Bowl just to see how those two fan bases would handle it. I'm taking the Bills +1.5.
Love that you have the Chiefs on fraud watch. They're 15-2, and they're a favorite in the AFC Championship game.
It's called eye test,
but they're still frauds.
Yep.
Okay. I am also picking the Bills. I picked him over the Ravens because I felt like the momentum and the story was a Bills story in the AFC this year, a Josh Allen story. And while it's hard to pick anyone against the Chiefs, to be quite honest with you, but I am picking the Buffalo Bills to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I think we should flip it around because I feel like Ike, should you go first or do you want to be the headliner here and go last?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whichever one, I'm ready to roll.
Okay, go first.
All right, listen, I like this game coming up Sunday, man. I really do. I think the Eagles wind up just pulling away in the second half of this game. They're just a better overall team. I think they imposed their will on Washington. Washington has been a great story this year. Jaden Daniels is going to be an awesome quarterback moving forward. I just don't believe it's their time. It's just a little too early to come in against a seasoned team in their building. Under these circumstances, I don't see it happening. I like the Eagles big Sunday, man. I'm going 31-17 Eagles. 31-17 Birds.
And Ike never picks covers.
Nope.
Jack.
Except for last week when you saw what happened.
Yeah.
That was a back. That shouldn't count. It's not right.
Jack, your pick.
So I'm taking the Eagles 27-23. I do think the Commanders keep it close for a little bit, and this feels like a final possession kind of moment for the Eagles. And I've had this vision. I had this vision last night on the air, and I'll share it now. I just envision a Saquon Barkley, like a 70-yarder at the end, a home run.
That's a given.
And Merrill, like, calling, and the Eagles are calling the NFC Championship game. Like, that kind of moment. It's been such a magical Saquon Barkley year. Him having a home run to close out and clinch and the link melting down, that's been the vision I've had the last couple days. So I think Saquon seals it with a home run.
So my pick.
Boo.
I am terrified of the Washington Commanders.
Terrified.
But I have to give you two credit and our listeners credit who have beat the fear out of me enough to make this pick. Jaws as well. Jaws' prediction. But here's the thing. I'm not going to survive a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. I will die if it is a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. So while my mind is telling me a one-point win for the Philadelphia Eagles, my heart is telling me it can't be anywhere near that close or I'm not going to be at the show on Monday. So I am picking the Philadelphia Eagles to beat the Washington Commanders 31-13. Get 3 turnovers.
Oh, this makes me nervous, actually.
I
like it.
I just, that's the way it's got to be.
I like it. Saquon is big again Sunday.
Of course.
As he normally is.
He's been big in the other two Commanders games. Jalen doesn't turn the ball over. And the defense, who I thought played not their best game last week, we get the defense who has carried us all year long.
Yes, sir.
Just comes through huge. You know, the second half of this year, they didn't get any turnovers the first half of this year. But the second half of this year, they've just been coming. And they're going to keep coming. And we're going to New Orleans. And we're going to annoy everyone.
I got 2 touchdowns. A.J. Brown Sunday. Book it.
Two touchdowns for AJ?
Yes.
Is he doing the tush push?
No.
Okay. All right.
I will be betting on Saquon three touchdowns again.
Three touchdowns.
Spike, we're odds, man.
All right, we're going to 31.
Okay. Might as well. Yeah, how are we getting it? Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, listen.
In tax-free Delaware.
It's the only place you need to go for
price
all.
Price assured. Friends and family. Sorry.
All of your appliance needs. And, you know, the game on Sunday, you got to make sure that your kitchen is ready to go. You got to make sure your house, because listen, you're going to have a week after this to get ready for the Super Bowl, and then another week. We all know that you have a big, big party coming up for the big game, and National Appliance Warehouse is here to help you with all of that. And Spike mentioned it. You know, there's a couple things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. One is you're going to get the best price. Guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Also tax-free Delaware, but they have great savings events going on all the time. The Friends and Family Savings Event is backed by popular demand at National Appliance Warehouse. So you're going to get the best appliances for you over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom from Sub-Zero to Budget. Whatever you could possibly need appliance-wise, they have for you. And on top of all that, you're going to get a great experience. Their team is knowledgeable. They're fun. You walk in, you feel like you're a part of their family. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Well, the only person that we have that can match – oh, by the way, final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Marks, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you more confident or nervous heading into this game? 71% at confident, 29% at nervous. The only guy that can – of our callers that can match Rios's energy is Herb in the Northeast. Herb, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's happening, boys? Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
Uh-oh. Hey, someone took some special pills.
Boys, yeah, boy.
Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to go kick some butt on Sunday. We're going to lead them right out on the field. Blood on the field, whatever we got to do.
All right.
We're going to go kick the butt. We're going to do what we got to do, run the ball, pass the ball. I predict tonight, okay, that we will get five touchdowns in this game.
Five
touchdowns, 35 points at two field goals.
It's good math.
It's going to be between 40 and 44 degrees. We're going to be hot. We're going to get two running touchdowns. Saquon, over 150 yards.
Wow.
Yes, sir. This is bump and run coverage on the defense.
There it is.
Strategy.
We ain't letting no red get anything out here today.
Yep.
Let me tell you, the red and gold, turn your face down towards Washington. This is Philly now. This is Philly. The green, black, gray, and white are heading to New Orleans. 41-23.
So what word would you use to describe how you feel?
Yeah, one word.
One word. Execution.
Execution.
Well,
that's how you feel?
One word. Execution.
That's a bigger word than I thought.
Well. And the offense.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not an adverb, though. It has to be an adverb.
That's not you feel today like execution? I don't get what that means.
He's giving you one word to winning.
No, I don't want to. I want to know how he feels. Yeah. Like, what is he executing? Waking up? Going to the Wells Fargo Center?
We're executing the game.
All right. Yep.
Herb. Yes. Good job, Herb.
Herb.
What can I tell you?
Herb, as a lover, would you consider yourself like a considerate lover?
Do you execute?
A giver?
Yeah, whenever I
got to
do,
yeah. Oh,
just like Jalen.
Just like Jalen.
How's that new bar
up there, Mike?
McGurk's, it's awesome.
Yeah.
In Royers Ford?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Love the pictures.
Right in that shopping center?
It is.
Right near the shopping center?
Yeah.
It's in a shopping center, yes.
The black and white pictures on the walls are awesome, too.
Ike's in one. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah,
with Trott and D-Nab and Westbrook.
Yep, and Brian Dawkins.
There you go.
Randall Cunningham. That's the NFC Championship game against the Atlanta Falcons.
That's right. And that's when Ike decided he's going to be a Falcon.
I know all about that game.
I got the first whiff.
I know all about that game.
You sure do, Herb.
Yeah, boy.
Who hit Algie Crumpler in that game, Herb?
Who hit
Algie Crumpler? Yeah, who hit him? That's right. Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
All right, Herb. Where are you watching the game on Sunday?
Brian Dawkins.
Buddy.
On Sunday and hit like Brian Dawkins, like Jim Johnson said.
Like Ike Reese.
When I put up, when I say blitz, we're blitzing.
Watch yourself.
Where are you watching the game, Herb?
Ben Salem, up my boy's house on Columbia Drive.
Okay.
That's where we've been winning at. Stay there.
Okay.
And win more.
Good
Two
plan.
More to go.
All right, Herb.
All right, brother. Just coming home from work. You know, I've been
there we go.
Outside today.
There we go.
All right.
All right, Herb. Now, before we get to the text line, there's one final prediction we need. And that is okay, Andrew. Okay, Andrew, we need your prediction before we go to the text line.
Hey, what it do, fellas? You already know.
What it do, buddy.
What it do.
What it do, baby.
One quick point here. We should change the show at 6 o'clock to Fritz to Pitt. I'm feeling spooky. We're going 42-17. Defense gets two turnovers by the exciting White, and Saquon has a huge first drive touchdown.
He keeps saying he's feeling soupy. What does that mean? I've never heard that before.
I'm Super. Feeling like we're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, got it. All right, okay. 41-17. That's your prediction?
Yes, sir. Hey, can I have one more thing?
Sure. Ooh,
hey! Ike's. A-B-L-E-S, Eagles, go Birds, baby.
All right, okay. You channeled Jack there with the mm-mm. So,
yeah, I did.
Very big news in that we have
I looked over. I'm like, what the hell?
Hi, Ike.
I was expecting to see Jack.
It's not Jack. It's Battle the Text Line guy.
Hi, fellas.
Yeah. And the artist of the Blue Chew songs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bro, we have a new one coming next week.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, you should play the new one.
No, not yet. Okay, so live text line. Normally this is recorded, but Battle's here. Where you live, Collegeville?
Yeah, thanks for broadcasting that.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, Battle, there's going to be 100 people waiting outside your house.
It took me
a solid half
hour to get here.
Yeah, there's only one house in Collegeville. So.
Right, sure, it's mine.
It's you and John, you and Marks, right? There's the only two houses. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Gee, honey, I really wish we brought our ponchos. The people sitting in front of Jack when he does the Eagles chant.
Yeah, it was very, very spritzy and Hawk Tua today. 5 or 6 people came up to me, not kidding anymore about the Jack spinning thing.
Yeah.
But 5 or 6 people came up to me and they were like, I thought the spinning thing was a joke, but I met Jack and he really does. He spits all over the place. It's rough.
It's cold-blooded, man.
It is rough. All right, what's next?
Please no more interview requests. My schedule's already too busy. Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Yep. One can only imagine, Ike, if the Eagles win on Sunday, what Kenny's next 2 weeks are going to be like.
Pretty packed.
Yeah, as far as like people asking him, what do you think is going to happen? What's next?
And then we went to Lancaster and had some Scrapple. Do you know what Scrapple is made of? Then we went to we met an Amish guy that looked just like Jason Kelce. Crazy! Caller Dan, still on hold, detailing his trip.
That was a wild call.
That dude, man, yeah, he wanted to get, not day by day, it was more or less hour by hour he was telling us what he did on his trip.
And so much of that trip had nothing to do with anything. I mean, God bless him, but he was in Virginia, and he was in State College. And
he went to Scranton?
He did go to Scranton. Philadelphia, of course. God bless him. And he would have kept going if we didn't come
along. He would have, definitely.
He was like, just give me 2 or 3 minutes. A bold request, especially when the 2 or 3 minutes are that. I love him nonetheless. All right, what's next?
Yeah, boy. Glad you all skipped next question today, okay? My one word for how I'm feeling today is chocolate. Like Reese knows what I'm talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
I do know what he's talking about.
You do. Yeah. I think everybody knows what he's talking about, to be honest with you. He doesn't hide it very, very well.
Man likes chocolate.
He does. Who can blame him? What's next?
I don't get it. Do these guys think that Blue Chews cure everything? The Blue Chews executives.
That is very funny. And the callers are in on that, too. Yeah. Like, Spike, you're scared. You got to get a Blue Chew. Do you know what it does? I don't want to be scared
And stiff.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're scared of.
It's a good point. That is a good point. What's next?
Guys, did you see that there's a cardboard cutout of that camera guy in front of the restaurant? Brings back so many bad memories. The cantaloupes in McGurk's kitchen.
We all know it's him that made love to the cantaloupe. We all know it's DeCamera. What happened to the DeCamera stand-up, by the way? I saw at some point...
Oh, they put that thing in the bag somewhere.
Because I think... what's your on-air name? Dami Dior. I think Dami Dior was trying to steal DeCamera.
Go ahead, take it.
Yeah, the only person. I think even Amy at this point
exactly
would be like,
take that.
Go ahead. All right, what's next?
Who are you going to believe about how our team found toughness? Me and the players or the guy wearing a woman's peacoat? Vic Fangio.
Totally agree.
Truthfully, I go back and forth on Elliot. On one end, I really respect his ability to like stick to his take no matter what is in front of him.
Yeah.
On the other end, there's like a whole article from Eagles players saying that practice was longer and more difficult and it made us better. Like, it's in print.
From the actual players.
From the players. And they're like, this made us better. And you ask him, can you admit you were wrong on that? He's like, nah, it wasn't really that different. I was there.
I was there.
Yeah. Jack, we were just saying, though I do respect Elliott's ability to stick to a take, the fact that there was an article outlining how much harder the practices were and how to make them better, and he still will not admit that the harder practices...
Because he didn't see it. Yeah. His practices were just as hard. He won't give in. Did you notice how long it took Battle to get off the stage?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he thought this was his moment.
Yeah, he was loving it.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We got a show to do here, Battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up here like, text line's over. You heard the music. Get off the stage.
Well, he got off before I got a chance to even ask him about Buffalo.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask him about that.
I was asking him how he's feeling.
He's nervous.
He's a terrified fan. That's how he is like me.
Well, he's been let down a lot lately.
Well, he's the Eagles fan before 2017.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And he's scarred because I told him last year that it was the Bills here. And it was not.
I think we all did.
Yeah. Well, this is it.
We're here.
The next time. First of all, thank you to McGurk's and Royers Ford because McGurk's always takes great care of us. And the people that come out are always awesome. It's always packed. This is a new level for me. I mean, today has been wild. So thank you so much to McGurk's.
Thank you to everybody who came out.
Yeah,
my goodness.
So much. It was awesome.
So packed.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. There it is.
By the way, the end of Eagles Week montage has been updated.
With
the mayor.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we had a new one today. Didn't we have a new one?
Well, so Yoshi has been texting me nonstop ever since it happened, adamant that it did not happen.
Okay.
So
you have to hear it before you add it.
I'll have to hear Yoshi. I could always take out one of the letters and make him look like an
Justin
idiot.
couldn't.
I can confirm it did not happen.
It did not happen.
We know you can doctor the
audio. Hi, Justin.
We know you
Different
can doctor
Justin.
The audio.
See you, buddy.
Yes.
I did not doctor your audio. Yes. Like, you can keep saying I did that as much as you want, but to try to help in Eagle circles, that was not doctored.
It was doctored.
No, what happened was you got caught in the middle of someone else's Eagle chant.
Yeah, so how did I mess up the spelling?
Because you're on the air. They're not.
Yeah.
I'm saying, though, wasn't I right along with them, though?
There is no E-L-E-S in Eagles, though.
What do you mean?
Well, even if you were in the middle, you still said E-L-E-S.
No, I said E-A-G-L-E-S.
I don't think that's what you said at all, actually.
That's what I said.
Well, we'll have to check the tape.
I don't want to hear that tape anymore.
Well, too bad. You got 30 seconds until you hear it.
Well, we will talk to you on Monday, and I'm hoping we hear from Ike the best victory of the season on Monday.
I like that.
We'll talk to you Monday.
Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the sail, one, two,
one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagle!
Eagles! Crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
That was so bad.
Okay. That was so bad.
That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S! Eagles!
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S!